coming as a child among us, Jesus, Lord of all the world, grant to us the heavenly peace. He is born the Holy Child. Play the oboe and bagpipes merrily. He is born the Holy Child. Sing we all of the Savior mild.
Turn to page 236. While shepherds watch their flock. Oh, this is a long one. Let's do 1 and 4.
While shepherds watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, this angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone around, and glory shone around. The heavenly babe you there shall find, to human view displayed. Oh, meanly wrapped in swaddling clothes, and in a manger laid, and in a manger laid.
238. Angels we have heard on high. Sing 1, 2, and 4.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? What the gladsome tidings be, which inspire your heavenly song? Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. See him in a manger laid, whom the choirs of angels praise. Mary, Joseph, lend your aid, while our hearts in love we raise. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Let's go to page 217, and we'll sing Away in a Manger, all three verses.
Thank you.
manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. For stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes. But little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky. And stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Beneath thee, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever, and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with thee there.
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. First of all, we would like to welcome everyone, our visitors, as well as our family congregation here to the fourth Sunday of Advent this morning. Visitors, you are joyfully welcomed. If you have not already received a gift, a welcome gift. That is a praise. Miss Mary is walking. Woohoo. Thank you, Jesus.
That's right.
Okay, and so is Glenn. You're right. Glenn is also walking. Our God is good. Visitors, if you have not already been recognized by Miss Barbara for a welcome gift, please raise your hand and she will get you our welcoming. Anybody on this side as a visitor this morning? All family, and then anybody on this side, on my left, your right. No. Where is little Miss Sarah? Okay, Sarah. We want you to stand up, Sarah. Thank you, Grandma says. And Pastor Francis has visitor. We have little Michael and his mom and dad, right? Yeah. Woo-hoo. All right. Stand up, Michael. There we go. But not time yet.
Okay.
All right. So let's go ahead and continue. Thank you for our visitors this morning. Please register your attendance in the red notepad. As you sign, please just pass on to your right, to your right, to your right, till we get to the end of the pew over on this side. Also, those with prayer requests, praises, please do fill out the yellow slip, and during the very first hymn, the ushers will pick those up, all right? I do definitely want to bring to your attention that tomorrow, the 24th, will be our Christmas Eve candlelight service beginning at 5 p.m. Please do come and join us. Bring your neighbors, bring your family, bring yourself. What an awesome, beautiful service it is going to be. And then also, those who are assisting with the Christmas Eve service, that would be the ushers and those helping with communion, we will ask, please, that you stay today after our service for a very brief meeting. Are there any other announcements that need to be brought to our attention? Okay, all is good. At this time, let us please prepare our hearts for worship through silent prayer. And now at this time, we will have Ed Wotan and Lily Evans. Oh, no, we have a hymnal first. Sorry, I was jumping the gun. A little excited for the Advent.
Please turn in your Faith We Sing books to page 2099. And we stand together as we sing Joseph Dearest, Joseph Mine.
We will have the lighting of the Advent candles by Ed Wotan, please be seated, and Lily Evans, and they are representing the single parent. So at this time.
The Advent wreath is a circle with no beginning and no end. It is a symbol of endless love and faithfulness. Out of darkness, light shines, pointing us in hope to the one who came to overcome the darkness of this world and to be our light in the world to come. 3 weeks ago, we lit the hope candle and remembered those who first spoke the promise of the coming of the child Christ.
Push it way up. You gotta push that way up.
weeks ago, we lit the Bethlehem candle, a symbol of the preparations being made to receive and cradle Christ's child. Last week, we lit the shepherd's candle, remembering the first in a long line of people who joyfully shared the good news of the Savior's birth. The fourth candle on the Advent wreath is called the joy candle. It reminds us of the hope fulfilled in the first coming of our Savior and of our continuing hope as we anticipate His coming again. Four candles burning bright, chasing away the darkness with light. Four candles glowing bright, the blessing of God giving new sight. Please bow your heads. Dear God, in the fullness of time, you sent the one who promised through the prophets, who looked forward in hope. You have given us a living hope by raising him from the dead. Invigorate our hope as we live in the expectation of your coming and your coming again. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. At this time, let us stand, please, and continue with our call to worship. Please reply with the bold print. Out of little Bethlehem comes one who is to rule in Israel. He shall be great to the ends of the earth. Our spirits rejoice in God our Savior.
God's mercy extends from generation to generation.
Holy is God's name. And let us continue with the Apostles' Creed. It is 881 in our red hymnal. I believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Please turn in your hymnals to page 229 as we sing together Infant Holy, Infant Lowly.
Oxen lowing, little knowing, Christ Christ the babe is Lord of all. Swift are winging, angels singing, no bells ringing, tidings bringing, Christ the babe is Lord of all. We're sleeping, shepherds keeping vigil till the morning new. Saw the glory, heard the story, tidings of a gospel true. Thus rejoicing, free from sorrow, praises voicing, greet the morrow. Christ the babe was born for you. Christ the babe was born.
You may be seated.
And let us continue with our prayer of confession. We will all read together. God, our Savior, we ask for your mercy. Though we have heard Mary's song, we still seek security in pride and power and possessions. Though we know your story, we resist the cost of following you. We pass by those considered lowly in this world. We turn away from hungry people who still wait to be filled. Forgive us, we pray. Help us to work for the justice you intend. Make us messengers of the peace you bring. As we wait for you, turn our apathy into acts of love and service. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, Emmanuel. Amen. Declaration of forgiveness. Pray with me. Friends, God is for us and not against us. For that very reason, God sent the Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Believe the good news. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven.
Lord, let us give back to you our first fruits, our first gifts, and our blessings that you give to us. Let these tithes help out with the spreading of your good news this season and throughout the whole year. This we pray in your Son's name, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
and Sarah and Serenity. Good news of Jesus coming into the world, okay? Did you know that you can be messengers also? Did you know you can be a messenger, just like the angels? You can. You can serve as God's messenger, Sarah, because you can tell all the people about the good news that Jesus is coming. Can you repeat after me? Say, Jesus is coming. Oh, we got to be a little bit more happier than that. How about Jesus is coming?
Jesus is coming.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. So, what I have for you here is I have a coloring packet. Okay, for my little ones anyway. My big ones want to color too. And you can color and retell the story maybe to your mom, to your dad, to grandma, grandpa, and let them. At anybody at your house, you're right. And you can tell them the story of the angels being the messengers, and that way you will be a messenger also, okay? And we can grab one of these after we pray. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for sending angels to share such an important message that Jesus is coming, and help us to share the good news today and every day to be your messenger. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's children said,
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And good morning to those of you that are watching us online right now. Welcome. So this is our time for joys and concerns, and we certainly have some of those today. Our first joy is that Mary walked down the aisle. I have never seen her outside of the wheelchair. And then Judy promptly wanted us to know that Glenn was standing up. But see, there's a disparity here. We were waiting for Mary to stand up, and we couldn't wait for Glenn to sit down. Okay? So it's just not the same, Judy. But we praise God anyway. Okay, Jim Moore. His brother Bill had emergency surgery early this morning, very, very early this morning. And he came through. It was kind of like a touch and go there for a moment. But he came through, and we're so grateful. So praise the Lord. Marlene and Dan, opportunity to visit our children, grandchildren, and families during Christmas and New Year's. It is a joy. Praise the Lord. Barbara Armstrong, Kevin is doing well after surgery and should be up the mountain to celebrate Jesus' birth. Praise the Lord. Chuck Smith, prayer for his sister Jean, who is in the hospital still in San Angelo, Texas, and strength for her family that are giving her care and going through these difficult circumstances. Lord, hear our prayer. And then I don't know who this comes from, but it says, the Weber family, grateful for this community who loves our mom. No idea who this person is. So that's the Weber family right there. I guess I'm the mom. Let's go to prayer of illumination. Almighty One, who scatters the proud and fills the hungry, by your Holy Spirit, let your word leap in us and bring to our yearning the joy that comes with new beginnings and renewed lives. Amen. Our sermon today is Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. John 3:16, and I'm reading for the New International Version. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believed in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. If I ask all of you or any of you, if Jesus loves you, what will you say? Okay. Some might say, of course he does. After all, you have heard that long enough. Some would say yes, because you think that that's what I want to hear. Some of you might say, I hope so. And some of you would say, I don't know. I really don't know. Well, all of you will be wrong, hearing that God loves you, hoping that he does, or not knowing if he does, is a willful act of unbelief. A willful act of unbelief. I know for sure and without a doubt that Jesus loves me. Sinful, faulty, sarcastic, and prideful as I am. And I know without a doubt that Jesus loves you. Faulty as you are, cranky as you can be, Jesus loves you without a doubt. You know how I know this? Because the Bible tells me so. You see, thinking, expecting, and doubting means nothing until you accept his love without a doubt. You don't have to accept the measurement. You don't have to question it. You just have to accept it. He does not love us or will love us because of who we are or what we do. Jesus loves us in spite of all of that. And he loved us first. Before we were born, he was our secret lover. This amazing gift comes to us because of his wonderful grace towards us. It is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourself. It is the gift of God. So none of us can boast on that gift. We don't have to earn his love. We simply must accept it. I know that it's easier to say than done for some of us. At one time, it was very difficult for me. I know sometimes you think that you're not worth loving. And life has not proved you wrong. But it's all in your mind. It's not in the mind of Jesus. However, Jesus is unlike any other person. He is God in human form. His love does not depend on who we are, but on who he is. And this is something that you really, really need to keep in mind. It's not because of who we are. It's not because of our worth, how smart, how rich, how poor, how needy, you know, how humble, none of that. He loves us because of who he is. Another reason it might be difficult for you to accept the truth that Jesus loves you is that something you have done still stays in your mind and is troubling you. But Jesus already knows your past and still he offers you eternal life and forgiveness. If Jesus is willing to let it go and walk forward with you, you must let it go also. But some of us carry it as if it was a favorite haircut. You know, we go back to it again and again and again. If Jesus forgave you and you were saved, put it down. Let it go. Don't let it torture you. Don't let it affect who you are as Jesus' child. Don't let whatever it was affect who you are today, and definitely not who you would be tomorrow. When we ask how much does Jesus love me, we only need to look at the cross. He stretched out his hands to say to each one of you, I love you this much. from here to eternity. He gave his life to give you new life. He loves you that much. I'd like to tell you why I know that Jesus loves me and why I know that he also loves you. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Let him have all your worries and cares, for he is always thinking about you and watching everything that concerns you." I went to the Living Bible to take this translation because it really said what I wanted you to know. He's really watching after you. He's really thinking about you every moment of your life. When it feels that the whole world has gone out, at that moment, I remember that God is thinking about me and that he's watching everything that concerns me. And the same thing he's doing about you. You need to stop and really embrace that. He is always thinking about you and is always concerned with what concerns you. One of my favorite scriptures is Psalms 40:17. It says, "I am poor and I am weak, yet the Lord is thinking about me right now." That psalm helps me walk in here every day to the pulpit. Because I gotta tell you that if God doesn't give it to me, I bring nothing to this table. Nothing at all. Personalize it. Write it down. It is Psalms 40:17. And this is how you personalize it. The Lord is thinking about, and then add your name. The Lord is thinking about Jim. The Lord is thinking about Karen. The Lord is thinking about Mary. The Lord is thinking about you. Write down your name. Memorize it. Repeat it. Shout it if you need to. But you must believe it. The best thing of all is when you have the spiritual assurance that the master of the universe, the creator of heaven and earth, your Jehovah Shalom, your God of peace, is thinking about you. And what I mean to say by that is that you have my words are being backed up by your Bible. I'm not just telling you this to make you feel good. I'm just telling you this because I think it's an important message for us to remember every day of our lives. He is thinking about you. How awesome is that? You can't describe it. You must believe without a doubt that Jesus loves you in order to trust what he's telling you. In Isaiah 26:3, we read, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. You will not be able to commit yourself to him unless you believe without a doubt that he loves you." You cannot trust God without love, and you cannot love without trust. You might be wondering why this particular sermon now at Christmas time. I am preaching about God's love because there are people today that will tell me that they don't feel the love of Christ. Not now, or not at any time of the year. But at this time, when everything around us is reinforcing good feelings and Christ-like messages, if they don't feel it, if they don't touch it, if they don't see the love of God at this time of the year, it might be because, not through a fault of their own, their hearts might be hardened. Sorrow holds the door shut, and loneliness and despair is all around them. I say to no fault of their own, because sometimes your mental health does all of this in order for you to survive. You become defensive and reject others before they reject you. But here comes Christ, who loved you. And at times, we still reject him. But I believe that God right now, at this moment, can be working in your spirits to set the captive free. All you need to do is to believe and accept that Jesus loves you. For those that are in pain this Christmas, I can testify the love of Jesus will heal your open wounds. The love of Jesus will teach you how to love again. The love of Jesus will fill every corner of your life. And once and for all, you will know that in him you are complete, that you lack nothing. Whether you have someone at your side or no one, or like me, I am blessed because I have so many of you. Not only did God give me my own family after so many years without one, but then God surrounded me with you. So I am blessed. I am complete. Church, Jesus loves you. This I know because the Bible tells me so. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, Lord of all, Prince of Peace, our Emmanuel, our Savior, I pray that out of your glorious riches, you may strengthen us with power through your Spirit in our inner being, so that you may dwell in our hearts through faith. And I pray that all of you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide, how long, how high, and how deep is the love of Christ for each one of you. And I pray that this love that surpasses all understanding may fill your hearts, your minds, and your souls to the measure of the fullness of God. In Jesus Christ, who loves us, I pray. Amen. Each one of you have a little bookmark, and you're going to say you're giving us too many bookmarks. I know. So I give you the bookmark, don't give you the book. It has a favorite verse of mine, Isaiah 46:4. And then you see how it has every season people here. It even has Mary in the wheelchair. We're going to have to redo this picture and get her out of the wheelchair. It says, even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I am he who will. I have made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you. This is one of the verses that I repeat to myself very, very often, because as my life continues and I am in the different season of my life, I am able to see that it is clearly the hand of God that sustains me. So I thought that I would share this with you. Keep it in your Bible. Amen.
This morning we have a special treat. Pat Gaskell is here to play the flute, along with Mary and Debbie playing the bells as we sing our closing hymn. Please stand as we sing together, Sing We Now of Christmas, page 237, verses 1 through 3.
Sing we now of Christmas, Noel, sing we here. Hear our grateful praises to the babe so dear. Sing we Noel, the King is born, Noel. Sing we now of Christmas. King is born, Noel. Sing we now of Christmas, sing we now, Noel.
And like always, I'd like to extend an invitation if you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Please see me after the service. You can see me in my office or call me during the week, and I'll be happy to meet with you and pray with you and for you. Now receive this blessing from the Lord. Go in peace, trusting in the promise of God. May the God of justice be your path. The Lord of mercy be your guide. Have a wonderful week. We will see you tomorrow. God bless you.
Sing the refrain only.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is